Warning, this episode contains numerous references to female genitalia, which we shall affectionately refer to as hoo-has, and we ain't gynecologists. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, January the 29th, 2019.
Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man tries to kill his neighbor with kindness.
A Florida woman plays hide-and-seek with stolen Rolexes.
A Florida man plays hide-and-seek with three syringes.
And a Florida woman has no chill.
Plus, the Florida Man Regional Championships, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Florida woman has no chill. What does that mean?
Well, you'll see. Well, it means...
I hadn't read that story yet.
Yeah. No.
Okay. So, we're recording this on the 22nd. So, on the 20th, we had the blood moon, the full moon, the lunar eclipse, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Did you partake of the event?
I did not.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, it was cloudy.
Was it?
Yeah, it was too cloudy here. We couldn't see it.
Well, apparently there were some... quick stories from across the state of people who did see the blood moon.
Yeah, we've got one of those coming up for the Patreons.
Oh, that's on this one?
Yeah.
At the end?
Okay. Yeah, at the end I got one for the patrons. So if you want to hear our Florida man versus the super blood wolf moon story, then join us on Patreon. Throw a couple bucks our way and we'll let you listen to all the extra stories that only our patrons get.
All right, so we've been... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 weeks. This is a fifth one for the new year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we got a rolling list here of things that I have given up for the new year for my resolutions.
And that I have started doing more of for my resolutions.
Correct. Now, last week you lost yours and made it up on the fly.
That's correct.
Did you come up with something this time?
Yes, I did.
Better? You did? Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. All right. So, first week we had no cheese balls. And so far, I am 5 for 5. Haven't touched a cheese ball.
Congratulations.
Almond Joys, good to go.
All right.
Hadn't touched them. Dental floss. No problem. Now, let's be clear with the people. I'm just now listening to this. I do floss just with the picks, not with the string.
Right.
We should change that to string dental floss.
Okay. I'll change that.
I'm
going to
change that right now.
All right. And paper straws, I'm assuming.
Paper straws was last week, and yep, so far, so good. Yep. I refuse to drink out of paper straws.
I haven't come across a paper straw in the wild lately.
Yeah.
So, no, I must be going to the wrong types of places.
Well, they're more on the beach.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Been here.
Yeah, I stay away from the beach this time of year. There's too many tourists. So what are you adding this week?
This week, I've given this a lot of thought over the past 2 days between recordings. And I'm going to stick with the, I got something here. It's what I would consider an abomination in the utensil category.
Okay.
I'm giving up sporks.
Sporks?
Yep, I'm done with them. Make a decision, people. If you either give me a spoon or a fork, I'm not doing both.
Yeah, sporks kind of suck.
Yep, I'm giving up sporks.
All right, I'll give you that.
It's mostly at KFC, is where you get the sporks. Or
KFC and
Popeyes.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell has them. True.
Yeah.
Yep. Your cost saving measure of trying to combine two utensils with one is a pain in my ass.
Yeah. So.
And I refuse to participate in it. And if I have to, I'll bring my own damn fork with me.
They don't. They don't try to combine the knife with a fork or the knife with a spoon.
No. No.
It's just the fork and the spoon, the two that you use the most.
Right. You could, they could, if they wanted to, turn the handle into the knife.
Yeah. But they don't.
But they don't. Nope. They screw with you.
Mm-hmm.
They fuck with you on the spork because they're too cheap to buy a spoon and a fork. They're going to give you a combined one.
Well, it's because the managers at the fast food restaurants are lazy and if they're going to run out of one, you know, you're either going to have a shit ton of spoons because he over-ordered them 2 months ago, or you're going to have a shit ton of forks because it's the same thing, and you're going to run out of spoons.
I'm done with it.
All right.
Done.
Okay, well...
finished.
Yeah,
Benito. Hasta la vista, baby.
All right, no more sporks. Got it. So my resolutions have all been doing more of things. I decide I'm going to do more cursing, more drinking of Phil's beer, which that one we've decided that I've fallen off of already because I've
and I'm okay with healing. That. I'm okay with that.
And playing more Candy Crush and other games on my phone.
But that was the one you made up on the fly.
Yeah, that was. So I did a little more thinking in the last couple of days, and I decided I'm going to do more traveling.
Traveling.
Traveling, yeah. I'm going to travel more.
Like across the state, across the country?
Yeah, sure. I actually got approval from the wife to pull the trigger on a little trip this summer. I'm going to be going to the True Crime Podcast Festival in Chicago in July.
How'd you pull that off?
No fucking clue. She just decided, I guess she wants me out of the state for a couple days.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing me along and asking me if I would like to go with you since we are co-host.
Yeah, you want to go? I was
going
to go as a fan.
No, I'm not going with you.
All right.
I mean, I would have gone if we were going there to like check it out or do, you know, research and stuff. But I found out it's like finding out. I had to ask the question. You didn't invite me. It's no fun now.
Well, I mean, we talked about going to the podcast conventions that are like more about podcasting. This is more of a.
By yourself?
Yeah, as a fan and going to go.
You're going to fly up there.
I don't know if I'm going to fly or drive.
You're going to drive to Chicago. You're a dumbass. Yeah.
I've driven to Michigan before.
You're a dumbass. How long are you staying?
The event's only one day, but...
you're a dumbass.
It's during the same time of the year as Taste of Chicago, so I could...
Yeah, 2 days, hell no. The only way I'd drive if I'm staying like 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, fly. Maybe why? Why are you going to waste... how many? 18 hours?
Yeah, I'd like driving.
18 hours. You're going to waste 2 days up there and back.
Well, a day up and a day back. Yeah, I'd drive.
That's what I mean.
Drive straight through. I'm not gonna stop or anything.
You're gonna drive straight 18 hours.
Well, I mean, I'll.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna see how far it is.
Yeah, it's about 18 because it's about.
I just made that up, so I want to see if
it's
I'm right.
Probably about 18 or 19 hours.
Maps:
yeah.
Fort Myers - Chi-Town.
This is downtown Chicago, by the way. This festival on the Magnificent Mile.
Let's see what it says here. Where are you starting from? Fort Myers. Yes. No, I did not need a Holiday Inn. Oh, that didn't work. Fucking MapQuest.
MapQuest?
Yeah, I got on the wrong one. I mashed it first.
Jesus Christ. What is this, 1997?
Might as well have the
Atlas
out.
You're going to ask Jeeves how to get there? God damn. Use Dogpile to find yourself a hotel?
I used to use Dogpile, yeah.
Dogpile used to be good until the 6 months later when Google came out.
I was wrong.
Yeah, what is it?
20 hours. 20? No, 19 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say it's about 18 or 19, yeah.
For you, I'm going to put you down for 22, because you have to stop and pee a lot.
That's what bottles are for. You can take a milk jug.
Yeah, then you won't be coming back, because you're going to have a fucking wreck on I-65. You choose whichever mode of transportation you want, in whichever direction you want to go, however you want it. You can take the fucking back roads for all I care.
Yeah, well, it depends on you know, the ticket prices for the flight, but if I drive up there, I might swing through the Indianapolis area and pick up your favorite listener and her fiance, and we all go to the podcast festival and leave you behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just for the record, I had to write Spork down in case I forgot it.
Did you? All right. I will be at the True Crime Podcast Festival in Chicago, July 13th.
So you posted a thing on yours the other day that you got a notification about something that Netflix suggested that you would be interested in?
Yeah, Netflix suggested the show Lucifer to me.
Lucifer?
Yeah. What I heard you got one, too.
I did. This one came up like yesterday.
And that show that Netflix is suggesting to you is?
To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Nice.
I am really, really regretting Googling that song now from last week. Fucking bastards.
Yep,
To All the Boys I've Loved Before. That's what Netflix thinks I need to watch.
What is that? Is that even...
I have no idea. I am not Googling it either. Well, if I do, I'm going to do it on the Florida Man site so it shows up in your feed.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Incognito mode. All right, here we go. To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
I'm guessing it's not Julio Iglesias.
I thought that was a... Oh, no, I'm thinking of Where the Boys Are. That was an old 50s, 60s song.
Oh. I'm guessing that, yes, it's not Julio. Is it Julio Iglesias and Willie Nelson sang it, didn't they? Wasn't that Julio and Willie?
So it looks like this is a teen romance comedy. So it's a high school junior, Laura Jean Covey, writes letters to boys she feels an intense passion for before locking the letters away in her closet.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Yeah, somebody, so we're going to have to work on our making sure that the kids log into the correct account watching.
Yes, because for a while there, I was getting recommendations for Backyardigans and a couple other little kids shows when I found out that the nephews were logging into my screen name on Netflix, but... I'm just glad they weren't clicking on the first ones that were coming up because, you know, they're like 3 and 5 and Black Panther and The Avengers, probably not the best movies for
is
them.
Is Black Panther any good? I didn't watch it
yet. Oh, it's excellent. It's probably, it is probably one of the best of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Guess what I watched last night?
To All the Boys I've Loved Before?
Close. Twister.
Wow, that's an old one.
1990s.
It's got a Jeep pickup in that one.
Bill Paxton is the worst actor ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's... yeah.
It was good effects. Good sound.
He was good. You know what? He had...
Good sound
the
effects.
The perfect
it's fun
role.
It was fun with the surround sound.
Oh, yeah, movie. I bet. But yeah.
The dog loved it, by the way.
You go hiding?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or did he pee on the floor?
He didn't pee on the floor, but...
All right. Yeah, well, yeah. Bill Paxton. He was in Terminator. You remember that?
Yeah.
He was one of the punks that was going to...
And Schwarzenegger should have kicked his ass right then and been done and put us out of our misery.
Well, he did in the movie, but, you know, it's...
He came back to life.
Yeah. He got killed in Alien, too, didn't he? Actually...
Yeah, it was. There's a thing about it, how many things he's died in.
Bill Paxton is one of two people who has been killed by an alien, a predator, and a Terminator.
Correct. Yeah, I remember you posted that one time. We talked about that or something.
Did we?
Time.
Yeah.
It wasn't posted. It wasn't on here. It's been some time ago. I remember you talking about
that. Yeah, it was a long time
ago,
but yeah. And he keeps coming back.
I know.
All right, on to the show.
I can't talk now. We have cows. There's cows.
All right, and on Thursdays, you want to go have a good time, drink a little beer, drink a little wine, have some delicious Southern food, come to, and of course, answer some random questions about random knowledge. Come to Fancy Southern Cafe on Thursday nights from 7 to 9 and play the Geeks Who Drink pub quiz. I'll be your quiz master there, and you can win free food and free drinks, and it's free to play.
So how does one become qualified to be a quiz master?
There's actually an audition process. You have to show up and
kind of
play the game. Well, you would be surprised how difficult that can be.
So does your business card say quiz master?
It does.
Really?
Yes.
Is that a self-proclaimed title, or the company you work with?
No, there's two.
Denote you as such.
There are two levels of Quizmaster. The base level is Quizmaster, and if you are noticed by the company as being an excellent Quizmaster, your title goes up to Quizmaster Motherfucker.
Really?
QMMF. Yep.
How close are you?
Don't know. It happens.
Quizmaster
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Yep.
Interesting.
That's when you're badass.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yep.
I shall sleep better tonight.
All right. Well, maybe some Thursday you'll come out and actually...
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because we established that the place you play at doesn't have good cornbread, so...
But they have shrimp and grits, which you asked
about. You can't be call yourself a Southern cafe without cornbread. It's kind of like being a seafood restaurant without shrimp.
They have shrimp.
But this doesn't... All right. I'm not getting this conversation with you tonight.
All right.
All right, story number one. Florida man tries to kill his neighbor with kindness, his machete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A Florida man had an interesting interpretation of the phrase, kill him with kindness, police said. Brian Dwayne Stewart, a 30-year-old from Milton. Now, where's Milton?
That is in the Panhandle. It's about a half hour east of Pensacola.
Wrote the word, quote, kindness, unquote, on a machete and then tried to stab a neighbor with it on Wednesday, according to a police report obtained from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Jail records from the Sheriff's Office say Stewart faces aggravated assault and aggravated battery charges and has a $10,000 bond after he was put behind bars at the Santa Rosa County Jail early Thursday morning.
This is a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, he wrote kindness on a machete.
And then tried to stab his neighbor.
According to the police report, a neighbor overheard Stewart yelling the phrase, kill him with kindness, while Stewart was inside his home. Police say the neighbor also said he heard loud banging coming from the house.
So if you've got a machete, are you stabbing somebody or are you...
Oh, no, you're hacking the fuck
hacking
out of them.
Oh, yeah. So it's not really a stabbing.
No, it's not stabbing.
Okay.
There's a much better weapon of choice if you're going to stab.
That's like a double... Double-sided bladed knife, right?
Basically anything other than a machete.
Yeah.
That neighbor went on a shopping run to Walmart. I hate Walmart. Police said, and when he came back, he found Stewart outside with a machete. He went to the Walmart and bought a machete.
No, the neighbor went to Walmart, and he came back, and the guy's not in his house anymore.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Outside swinging a machete around.
A second neighbor told police that he went up to Stewart's home because he was worried about the loud noises coming from his house, the arrest report says. And then Stewart came at him with the machete inscribed with the word, quote, kindness, unquote.
So you hear strange loud noises coming from the neighbor's house. You see him swinging a machete around. Oh, yeah, let me go check on
Let's
that
go
guy.
Check it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only way that's going to happen, going to be a nine in the pocket.
It better be drawn.
The first neighbor then stepped in and put his hand in the way of Stewart's machete, police
that,
said.
What?
Brilliant.
How? That's Florida man versus
Don't kill
Florida
him.
Man
cut
right
my
here.
Arm off.
Yeah.
He suffered a cut on his hand, of course, while protecting the second neighbor who was, quote, was in fear that he was about to be stabbed, according to the arrest report. Stewart was arrested that evening, according to the arrest report. A lot of arrest report words in this statement. Police reported the strong odor of alcohol beverage emitting from his breath. His eyes were bloodshot and watery. All right, so he's hammered.
Yep. And go back a second. Why would you reach up and try to grab the knife by the blade?
Well, some people just ain't smart, Joel.
Oh, well, obviously he was at Walmart.
That's why we have a job doing this.
Yeah, very true. Every week, though, I get my mind gets blown by the level of dumbness. I'm not even going to say stupidity. Dumbness of our neighbors.
And this doesn't even warrant cliches of sharpest crayon in the box.
No.
You're just dumb. Stewart, quote, said that he didn't understand what was going on and stated that he was just trying to go to sleep, according to, once again, the arrest report. Quote, I had to constantly repeat things to Stewart numerous times as if he was just not understanding what I was saying.
So he was hammered.
Yeah, we established that. Prior to my departure from the scene, Stewart would not stop banging his head and kicking the inside of the patrol car.
But did he take a bite out of the seat?
I know. Due to his aggressive and belligerent behavior, he was hobbled for his own safety.
I hope that means they put him in leg irons and not that they just knocked his feet off. I know. Misery.
What the? He was hobbled? The fuck does that mean? He was hobbled?
Jesus Christ. That's a little extreme.
That is extreme.
Jesus.
Where's Frodo in this? He Frodo'd him.
And he wilked him.
Damn. While on the way to the Santa Rosa County Jail, he continued to bang his head repeatedly off the seat of the patrol car. Unquote.
Oh.
So we've got 2 weeks of abuse to the inside of a patrol car.
Yeah.
Which we learned last week would run you $2,000 repair damages.
I think it was about $1,000, yeah.
Was it?
This guy didn't at least try to eat it.
Damn.
He was just banging his head
He's
on it.
He's a dumbass.
I would assume that the patrol car seat is sturdy enough that it can take a couple of headbutts.
No, they're just freaking, what's the Ford, what? Not Fairlane. What are those?
Crown Victoria.
Crown Vicks.
Yeah.
They're just regular seats. They don't change the seats out in them.
Yeah, but it's still tough enough to withstand your headbutt.
But not biting.
No.
I wonder if he wrote it in Sharpie.
On a mattress?
On a...
I don't think he was writing anything. He didn't sound like he was,
He wrote it in the machete. Did he write... Did he write it? Did he write it in Sharpie or did he...
I'm sure it was,
or a crayon, or...
Yeah.
Do you think ahead? So if I actually stab him and pull it back out, all the blood's going to be over the word, so I better put something on there that the word doesn't come off so that I made my point.
Either something permanent or something, like a crayon with got wax on it so it's not going to smear.
Dumb.
Story number two. Florida woman stashed 5 stolen Rolexes inside her body.
A.K.A. hoo-ha.
A Florida woman is accused...
How many?
Of 5. 5 Rolexes.
5 Rolexes up the snatch.
Yeah. A Florida woman is accused of stealing a man's 5 Rolex watches valued at $108,000 during their date on January 8th.
Tinder?
It doesn't say. Police told the Miami Herald one of the watches was recovered at the scene of her arrest, but the other 4 weren't recovered until a jailhouse strip search. So she could
one
fit
of them fell
4
out.
Of them.
Yeah, one of them fell out.
4 of them fit. One of them was, the fifth was just a little too much.
Dangling by the armband.
Yeah, correctional officers found them inside of her vagina, a.k.a. hoo-ha.
Who's in charge of that?
I would assume that is a female officer.
Damn.
Police identified the suspect as 20...
I'm going to stop bitching about my job. I don't usually bitch about my job, but I'm saying that is... No. Damn. How do you draw straws? Or there's 2 or 3 of them, or whose turn is to check the hoo-ha?
I would assume it's...
Who's in charge of body cavity search at the jailhouse?
The longest fingers.
That's just nasty, Joel.
Police identified the suspect as 29-year-old Delajuria Brookins, who sports a tattoo that reads, quote, whore... unquote, on her left arm.
Hmm.
I wonder how she ran into this guy. I mean, I don't think it was Tinder. I think it might have been Backpages. Although they shut that down, didn't they?
Don't ask me. And if even if I did know, I wouldn't admit it.
All right. They said she met the victim at Mango's nightclub in Miami Beach. You ever been there?
No.
All right. Me either. The two relocated to the Clarion Suites Hotel a few hours later. The victim went to freshen up in the bathroom, and that's when his Crown Royal whiskey bag, which contained the five watches, went missing.
Why, if you're going...
That's
why classic. In the hell would you have five Rolexes in a Crown Royal whiskey bag?
Because, you know, you want to stash it, and you don't want it to look like it's a, you know, you don't want to put them in something that says Rolex. Somebody's going to steal that.
Well, why would you even have five Rolexes in a hotel on a hookup?
Maybe he's in town. I don't know. It doesn't say. I would assume he was traveling and looking to have a little fun outside of the normal area code.
This sounds like a blast.
Yeah. But, yeah, putting it in the Crown Royal bag, that's pretty low class.
I used to keep my condoms in the Crown Royal bag.
Yeah, but not a Rolex.
No.
If you can afford a Rolex, you can afford a bag to put your Rolex in.
If you can afford
a
Rolex, I'm gonna have a Scotch box or something bag.
Why wouldn't you have a
dedicated Rolex? I'm going to have a step Rolex up from Crown. I'm going to go up to Scotch or...
Yeah.
Crown. Or something, or like a maybe something nicer than that.
Crown Royal is a poor man's idea of a rich man's drink.
Dumb.
Which explains why Seth drinks it. No. Love you, Seth. Mm. I know you're not listening. Investigator said the suspect ran out of the room and hailed a taxi. The victim chased her and demanded to have his watches back. Police said she began hitting him in the head until he became dazed and fell to the ground. Hotel workers called police, and they apprehended Brookins in a nearby alley. Couldn't get that taxi, could she? Officer said she would not behave inside the police cruiser. She allegedly spat, banged her head, kicked windows, and bit officers. I see a theme going
on. I know.
Must be the thing to do in January. At first, she was only facing charges of grand theft, resisting an officer with violence, battery, and possession of cocaine. But police said she dug a deeper hole for herself when she urinated on the floor of her holding cell.
And they didn't fall out then?
Apparently, she did it afterwards.
Oh.
I hope they did. She did it afterwards.
So when did she shove him up the hoo-ha? When she was in the alley?
When either that or when she was when he was in the bathroom and she was left in the
Were they still in the bag with the string hanging out?
Well, the bag contained the five watches went missing.
So she shoved the whole bag up her hoo-ha?
I guess so.
The purple bag up her hoo-ha with the yellow strings hanging out.
I mean, if it's a sensitive area, you want something more velvety rather than the metal from the watches. And
damn.
Depending on the style of watch, it might have those little links that you know, if they get your skin pinched in there.
Well, that didn't catch a hair.
Yeah, exactly. Pinches. So, yeah, I would rather keep them in the bag.
Kudos to her for having the common sense to keep in the bag.
Exactly. But... because she peed on the floor in the holding cell, she now faces an additional criminal mischief charge.
Fantastic.
Class. All around.
That is class. I know. So what's the moral of the story here?
A, don't take five Rolexes to a hotel.
And B, don't hook up with a woman's got whore on her shoulder.
Tattooed on her arm.
Maybe slut, but don't go with the one that says whore.
You know, you can't judge. Maybe.
Oh, no, I'm judging. That's our job, Joel. We judge.
I don't know. That's
we've judged for 36 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
True. Story number three.
Before we get to it, this one was suggested by a listener. So he actually sent us a voicemail. So let me play that, and we'll get to the story.
Hey, guys. This is Joe from Gulfport, Mississippi. Love the show. And just thought I'd tell you about the news story I saw online that you could definitely use for the show about a Florida man that was caught with syringes in his rectum that claimed they were not his. Again, love the show. Definitely listen to it every week. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks, Joe. And nice to hear from a fellow Mississippian. I'm from about an hour and a half north of you where I grew up. A Florida man says three syringes removed during a strip search at the Pinellas County Jail do not belong to him.
Oh, really? Who do they belong to?
Where were they removed? Oh God, Wesley Dasher Scott. That's a horrible name. Yeah. Wesley Dasher Scott.
Was he part reindeer? What the
that's
hell?
That's what I'm wondering. His brother Rudolph or Cupid
Prancer.
Yeah, of Clearwater was arrested on a drug charge early Friday morning and was taken to the receiving area of the Pinellas County Jail.
Okay.
Now Pinellas County's where?
Tampa Bay.
That's right. I knew that. While he was being strip searched, Scott removed 3 syringes from his rectum. I'm going to stop right there for a second, folks. I want that to soak in. I want you to think about that for just a second. 3 syringes from his rectum.
Did he pull them all out at the same time or one after another?
Well, they couldn't have been stacked.
Why not?
How would you get the other ones out? They had to be 3 side by side.
They don't have to be.
Why are you going to get the other one out? He didn't shit it about.
How do you know? It doesn't say that.
It says he removed them. It didn't say he excremented them.
So maybe
whatever the word is.
Yeah, that'll work. He extracted them.
He extracted them.
All right.
So we thought about that. Get a visual.
All right. Let me reach back here, officer.
Yeah.
I got something.
Actually,
for you.
As a matter of fact, I do have contraband on me
here. Let me save you the trouble.
Yeah.
I'll pull these out.
I'll get these out myself.
But I don't know how they got there.
I don't know. They ain't mine.
They're not mine.
They ain't mine. I don't know what happened.
I was holding them for a friend. A really good friend.
that is the type of how does that conversation go when if somebody said, "Hey, buddy, you got a needle like bar?" Yeah, just you may want to wash it first before you put it in your arm. It's been up my ass. How does that go with a friend?
I'm pretty sure you don't mention it. Yeah, here you go.
While he was being stripped,
what's that I smell?
I know. While he was being strip searched, Scott removed 3 syringes from a rectum and gave them to a deputy, according to the arrest affidavit.
I'm sure the deputy was...
Oh, I just read that, didn't I?
Well, no, you didn't. You got about halfway through there. But I'm sure the deputy had mixed feelings about that.
I hope he had blue gloves on.
Well, obviously he had blue gloves on because that's...
He allegedly told the deputies that syringes were not his. They're not mine.
No, but... I'm just going back to this deputy. He had to be thinking, what the fuck, first of all, but also, I am so glad that he got that out for me and I didn't have to go digging for it.
Before he was...
Because, you know, they ask you if you got anything sharp in your pocket before they start...
They didn't ask if you got anything sharp up your ass.
Yeah, you just assume. You just assume there ain't going to be anything that's going to poke me if I stick my finger up
there. I hope like hell he had the cap on the needle.
Well, it says syringes. It doesn't say if the needles were actually attached to the syringes.
Either way.
Yeah. It's a long plastic hard cylinder. 3 of them.
3 of them. Side by side. Plunger and all.
In the keister.
Yep.
Can you tell?
Would you have to walk a little funny?
I was going
to
say, could you tell by the way he was walking that he had those up there? Or do they have like just a, does it just naturally, you know, fall into your regular gait?
Well, Joel, I could take a poll amongst my friends, but I'm pretty sure none of my friends have had 3 needles up their ass. Now, you can
not
check
needles.
Your friends.
Not needles.
Well, syringes.
I'm sure some of our mutual friends have had something.
There's a couple people. No,
you know,
I do not. So, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, before he was transported to the jailhouse, Scott was searched in a field where he was taken into custody. A deputy said he asked Scott if he had anything on him and if he knew what would happen if he brought anything hidden into the jailhouse. Mm-hmm. Deputy said that Scott knew what the consequences would be.
So he waited until he got to the jailhouse before he let him know about the syringes.
Well, they may not check. You know, I'm gonna play.
No, it's saying right here. He told him that.
Oh, I know, but he said, yeah, he's gonna play. Maybe they won't find it. Maybe I get lucky.
Oh, you're really gonna strip search me, huh?
Well, let me pull these out for you. Yeah. Here's one.
All right, since you got my pants down now.
Here's 2. Here's 3. Scott was charged with felony possession of contraband in a county detention facility, possession of drugs without a prescription, and intent to sell.
He was going to sell them?
Possession of marijuana and possession of drugs without prescription.
He was going to sell those syringes?
Yeah, possession of drugs without a prescription with intent to sell. And also, he busted him for possession of drugs without a prescription. He got a double whammy.
Who is going to buy that shit?
Hey, man, can you hook a brother up?
Hey, I got a discount because this one's got some of my dookie on it.
I know. Damn. Never ceases to amaze me.
Florida man. Now it is time for the Florida Men Regional Championships.
Dun, 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 dun.
Is that Beethoven?
I don't know why I chose bust out Beethoven. It sounded appropriate in my head.
All right.
But right up until the point that I started doing it, then I realized that's
and then
that
you
made
did,
no sense whatsoever.
And you still did it twice.
I did. Well, I was committed at that point.
All right. Well, this is our attempt to figure out what the best part of Florida is. And this is a bracket-style playoffs where we have 16 teams divided into two regions, the rural and the urban bracket. And we do one competition each week until the winner is decided. And if you want to play along, we have two links in the show notes, one for a no-spoilers version of the brackets and one for a completed version showing up-to-date what teams have won.
All right.
And this week's match is Southwest Florida versus the Panhandle.
So Southwest Florida, that's our home turf. Are you talking Naples to where?
Well, Marco Island through Naples up to Fort Myers and Cape Coral.
Okay. And then the Panhandle is what?
From Pensacola all the way to Tallahassee.
Pensacola to Tallahassee. All right.
So South all right. Alabama.
All right. All right, yeah.
And Southwest Georgia. Yeah.
All right. All right, well, I'll kick this off.
All right, go for it.
All right, so let's play. We'll do pros and cons here. So, Panhandle. Let's start with beaches. All right, I grew up in South Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And our beaches were bad. We didn't have good beaches back in the day.
Okay.
So we would go to Pensacola, Mary Esther, that area for beaches. We thought those were pretty good.
Yeah.
Until I got down here. So beaches in South Florida, world class.
Now
Sanibel, those areas, Sanibel's and Captiva, Marco Island.
Mm-hmm. Got Tiger Tail Beach down in Marco.
I'm going to give the nod with an overwhelming nod to South Florida on the beaches.
Now, I have some friends who live up in the Navarre Beach area, and Navarre Beach is beautiful. There's a lot more waves up there, so if you're into, like,
where's Navarre surfing, Beach?
It is...
That's East Coast, isn't it?
No, that's east of, just east of Pensacola.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
So, yeah, that's a beautiful beach up there, and but that's the only one I've been to in that area. Now, I do have family up there. It is a lot more laid back in the Panhandle, I would say, than it is in Southwest Florida. We've gotten, in the last 20 years that I've been here, we've gotten pretty more urbanized.
Okay.
There's a lot more, okay. It's not the old Florida style.
Okay.
Lifestyle that okay. It used to. We're nowhere near Miami, Fort Lauderdale in terms of, volume of people, but, we're definitely not as laid back as we used to be here.
So you're making a case for what?
I'm just throwing out the attributes.
Okay. So now let's go to weather. Yeah. South Panhandle is
colder.
A lot colder. South Florida, you are considered tropical.
Yes.
Once you get below Tampa, we do not, for the most part, get a lot of weather. Cold weather to us is 60.
Yeah, it's freezing right now.
It's 50.
Yeah.
I'm
wearing a sweatshirt. A
hoodie. Yeah, I noticed that. I have long pants on, and I don't have flip-flops, which is rare.
Yeah,
so
that's a...
So the weather's much better in Southwest Florida.
Yes.
I
would say we are less prone to getting hurricanes in Southwest Florida.
To Southwest Florida because it is a rare...
Meteorological.
That's what it, thank you, Joel. Phenomenon that most hurricanes go to the northwest.
Yes.
When they come off of the Horn of Africa. They have to go up northwest and then hook northeast to actually hit us.
Yeah, and they have to
get the brunt of it.
Right. So what happens usually is the hurricane, if it's on a trajectory to hit Southwest Florida, it's going to come through Cuba, and those mountains in Cuba are going to really deteriorate the strength of the storm. So
we don't get a lot of direct hits.
No.
There's much higher probability of direct hits on the Panhandle, Mississippi, Southern Alabama, Mobile, those areas.
Absolutely, because they've got all that warm water in the Gulf.
Yep,
that
will pulls them straight up.
Intensify them and send.
So we'll give
the
hurricane probability nod to Southwest Florida.
Yes.
So we got weather better here. We got less hurricanes. We got better beaches.
Yes. Better, I would say better job opportunities for the people.
True.
We've got a lot of big companies headquartered here.
Got money in Naples.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw a Ferrari in Pensacola? Or Bentley? Or Lamborghini?
No. That's an everyday occurrence down in Naples.
So, I'm going, this is a no contest for me.
Yeah. There's a reason why we live here and not up there.
Yeah, yes. I'm going here.
All right. So, the winning team this week is Southwest Florida.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. And next week.
Oh, that was Beethoven again, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Next week, our competition will be between Jacksonville and the Space Coast.
This one's going to be interesting.
Yeah, the Space Coast is...
big fan of Apollo 11. Apollo 13.
Cape Canaveral, Melbourne.
I like rockets.
Cocoa Beach area.
I ain't going to lie. I like NASA.
Have you seen that Atlas, the Saturn V?
Saturn V, yeah.
That they've got in that huge...
I've never been over there.
Really?
I've never been in Kennedy.
Oh, you got to go there.
I've never been to Kennedy.
All right, we'll talk about this next
week.
I've
been to the Houston one.
Okay.
I've been in Houston, but wait, no, that's Kennedy. No.
No, Kennedy Space Center is Cape Canaveral. For a while, it was Cape Kennedy, but they...
I've been in Houston one, to the command center in Houston.
Did you have a problem?
I did.
Good.
I did. I got lost.
But if you got... Okay, so you did have a problem.
Yeah.
Well, that was the place to have it, because Houston, they know how to solve problems.
Story number 4.
Florida woman pulls gun at salon after being told to take a chill pill. A Cape Coral woman.
Oh, right here in our backyard.
Yeah, pulled out a gun, upset because it was past her appointment time at the haircuttery. Laura Ulan, age 40, brought her kids to the salon. Haircutter, you're considering haircuttery a salon, huh?
Yeah.
Brought her kids to the salon Sunday evening on Del Prado North.
A.K.A. beauty shop.
Yeah.
Going to get your hair did.
Yeah. Witnesses say Ulan burst into the store swearing because it was past her appointment time and she thought the stylists were wasting time instead of working.
So far, I'm not. Okay. All right. I hear your plight now.
I can
relate so far.
Yeah. I've seen my wife do something like that. Anyway. Ulan continued yelling, the police report said. A woman who was getting her hair cut told Ulan to take a chill pill and then approached her to try to calm her down. So she got up out of the chair in the middle mid haircut and wanted to calm this lady down.
Yeah.
Police said that's when Ulan suddenly pulled a gun from her purse and pointed it at the customer's stomach.
Dope! Didn't see that coming, did you?
No, there was no chill. She might have been on pills, but she was definitely not chill. Ulan left the store and police arrested her a few hours later at her house. Probably figured out who she was because she had an appointment.
I know. You left your appointment there with the address and the phone numbers. And...
Dumbass. She was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill and carrying a concealed weapon without a license.
Oh, fantastic. Didn't even have a CCL with you.
Yeah, nice.
Do you have a CCL?
I do not.
I do.
We've covered that before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were going to...
You still don't have it?
Nope.
Go and get one?
Eh, maybe. Do I need... Does that cover, like, if I've got a knife in my pocket?
Yes, it does.
It does. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to get one then.
Yep. It does. Don't quote me on this, but there is a pocket knives are legal without a CCL up to a certain
blade
length.
4 inches. Yes.
Yeah. You're able to equate 4 inches, right, Joel?
Yeah, I have a ruler.
Yep. That'll be fine. All right. You're good to go. Thank you for whipping that out and showing it to me.
I think that's only about 3 right there.
You would know. All right. That's it for the show this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes below.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674, just like Joe did this week.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen. Good God, you've only done this 36 times.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are Roxanne, Travis, Heather,
yay,
Koneth, Jessica, and Katie, our official favorite
mm-hmm.
listener.
Yeah, you dig it. When you reach the bottom of a hole, stop digging. This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, and that's us, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. A dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.